Desde el CEP La Laguna, La Voz de tu Centro, un programa de radio, una herramienta de divulgación que aspira a mostrar las distintas iniciativas que se originan en los centros educativos de la zona. Alumnado y docentes te acercan sus ideas, sus planes, sus proyectos.
Hello, good morning to our dear listeners. Today we are in our program La Voz de tu Centro. The members of the CEP Pedagogical Staff Team, Marta, Héctor, Jesús, Elia, and Lola. Good morning, colleagues.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
Good morning, everyone.
And they are also with us, the representative of the two centers that are Canarian partners in the Erasmus project, Computational Thinking at the School, Mr. Santiago Afonso, as Headmaster CEP La Laguna, and Mr. Francisco Santana, as Headmaster of the El Sobradillo Secondary School. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Very glad to be here.
I think that, in order to start with, our listeners would like to know some details of the project, such as whose initiative comes from, who is the coordinator of this project, or how many partners participate in it.
Frank, I think you can give a lot of information in terms of answering these questions.
Okay. We know the partners of the project. The original project starts in Greece, in the island of Rhodes, and the University of Aegean University in Rhodes. And they try to make a project which involves partners of different countries, European countries. In this case, we are working together with Norwegian secondary school, Portuguese secondary school, and CEP of La Laguna and Sobradillo from Spain, with the idea of developing the project related with the computational thinking.
And at what point is the project nowadays bearing in mind all the handicaps from COVID-19?
Well, we have been working and developing the project for 1 year before the COVID, and we had one mobility. We've been doing training, but now through the situation now, the project has been stopped for a while, paused. Let's say paused, not stopped. We keep developing actions in schools, but the mobilities, there's no other way. They have been paused until we can restart them. But that the current situation has also given the possibility of coordinating among the different partners more through digital platforms, and actions have been shared through our digital platforms too. So we are still working, although we cannot travel to and see the partners and work together physically, face to face. But well, I think that even with the handicaps due to COVID-19, even with these handicaps, we can still develop the project well, and we are reaching the objectives. I'm not sure if you, I think you might agree with me, Dan.
Yes, the idea of the project, we only have the opportunity, the chance to go to the first mobility, as Santiago said before, to visit the coordinator in Rhodes. That was in January of 2020, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
I think.
Yeah.
Yes, and then in March we have to stop the mobilities because of the COVID-19. The idea is continue with the project in 2021 here in Spain. Theoretically, they have to come here in February to stay here to see the activities we have prepared for them. And then, if that's the unique mobility that we cannot do, if everything goes right, probably in October, November, we can go visit our secondary school in Norway. And in March, we can go to Portugal to end the to finish the project in May in the island of Kos, which is in Greece as well. We don't know if the COVID-19 can allow us to make these mobilities, presential mobilities, and if not, we can do it as we are doing this interview. Online mobilities is not the same, but it's something.
Today, the computational thinking is an educative trend, but could you explain in a few words what computational thinking is and why it seems to be so important to be developed from schools?
Yeah, well, the computational thinking is part of the computational science, which approaches a wider concept. Computational thinking could be considered as an activity or a skill within the previously mentioned computational science. In this way, it is to be mentioned that although we could infer the use of digital devices to develop it, like robots, for example, it could also be started with analogical devices, as some of our schools are doing in the lower levels. The computational thinking is a process that allows the development of any kind of problem situation in real life through essential information informatic foundation. Let's say that it's a kind of way to organize your mindset. It helps people actually to develop skills on how to bridge a gap in any kind of issue. This concept is that I'm sharing with you is part of what we have been learning with our partners in the training, and the learning we've been designing for us here as well. So we are creating a general overview on how to define this and how to apply it for real life.
Well, I can continue saying that thinking computationally implies several cognitive processes, splitting the issue in more simple and manageable issues, that is decomposition, getting to results, realizing how these issues have been solved before in similar issues, that is so-called pattern recognition, skimming the issue into essential details, that is abstraction. Giving an answer to an issue implies designing accurate rules and setting a step-by-step actions driven to solving problems. And this is the algorithm's design. Finally, these steps or algorithms are used to program a computer that helps to solve complex problems. A report made by Google, the Spanish Foundation for Science and Technology, and the International Consultory Everest, based on students from secondary school, reveals that science computational is a barry concept in our country, and its implementation in schools is still at its dawn. It also shows there is a clear gender gap, since they are mostly taught for boys rather than girls. And finally, it confirms the importance of the support from family with technological knowledge to foster students' interest.
Thank you, Francisco. It's amazing data. And here we all want to know, how do you think this project contributes to warranting that impulse that computational thinking needs to be part of a school syllabus?
Well, the previously mentioned report that Fran has been commenting demonstrates that the rate of students' interest increases if they develop activities involving computational thinking. So let's say that somehow part of our main aim in this project is to smooth the way, to keep working on this line and show teachers several possibilities and different learning scenarios. It's part of, if we are going to use a simplified way of defining it, it's like setting the first steps in order to create a way, to create a path.
In Europe, the teaching of computational science, sought pre-university stages, is little by little gaining relevance at the European Commission point. That computational science are the key to this respect and set informatic programming as part of the basic skills for the 21st century.
Exactly. Here in La Laguna, there are some proposals developing computational thinking, for example, those from the university through Aula de Cultura Científica, that are currently developing actions with students, with teachers, and also part of our staff from Cepla Laguna, in order to set an example from a specific example, a local specific example from here.
Hello again. I have a question for you from the role as headmaster that each one of you develop in the centers that you represent. Could you tell us how has each one experience been working with the rest of the partner? And a second question, how the work carried out so far has contributed to the achievement of the initially proposed objective?
Brand, I don't know if you want to start commenting some of your actions.
Yes, yes, please. In my case, I have to talk that since we start the project, we have prepared a classroom with all the devices needed to start the project in the correct way. We have participated as well with University of La Laguna in a project which is Piensa Computacionalmente. It's a program which La Laguna University is developing in different schools of the island. We have participated with students of Segundo Feso. That's why Elena is here, one of our students, to tell us then the how was her experience with the project. And to finish, we have worked with some students of Porto Feso designing a satellite in another project which is from Canadian government, which is CanSat project. It's a satellite to measure the different weather conditions of the atmosphere. We are developing with Arduino's cards, and with the support of the technology department, with these student support professor to develop this project in this school. This project keeps us alive with this kind of activities. The students which have the interest in develop these activities have the support of this project, of these resources that makes Erasmus make it possible.
In our case, when we started thinking about how to implement this project in our administration, we tried to link it with some of the programs that our educative administration is actually running. That is the STEAM project. You know, the STEAM meaning an acronym that means science, technology, engineering, arts, and maths. And this is part. It's only part of some of the actions that this project does. Then we realized that it is absolutely essential to know and understand well the concept of computational thinking. We were new at it. And due to that, we started creating our own training, in order to see how the didactic application in terms of computational thinking could be brought to the class. So after consensus from the whole team and after training, we started analyzing and sharing different views from the computational thinking across Europe. As something we had the opportunity to do in the first mobility, and collecting some of the actions that have been done in our context with the schools from our area. So there are many things to be done yet. This is part of our main aim, and we have the tools to do it. We want to bring more schools to this idea of developing computational thinking in digitally or in its analogical beginning. And well, this program is actually part of it, of the diffusion that we want to do to share actions like the ones that Frank has been commented before to school. So this is part of our objective. Of course, there's a need to develop and share the results once the break has been finished. It's not being finished yet, so we don't have actually real products that we can see and analyze. But right after the end of the project, this is something we have to do. We have to do with no hesitation.
Okay, Santiago. We want to have the testimony of the students of the Sobradillo Secondary School. And we want to ask the students who are listening to us on the phone. Good morning, Elena.
Good morning.
Could you tell us something about you?
Hello, my name is Elena Macedo Morales. I am 14 years old. I like to dance and speak with my family.
Elena, could you tell us what do you think of the computational thinking workshop that you have carried out during this course?
I think that we improve our logic or way of thinking during the facing the different problems or situations. It has been something new for us, because it will help us in the future to improve our skills using computers or with the technology. It has been very funny because they have been very dynamic, and we have been playing games, and it's great.
Good, amazing. And Elena, what do you think of the idea of learning by using computational thinking frequently?
I think that we should do it frequently to continue improving this way of thinking and to solve different problems that the life is going to give to us.
Thank you, Elena. I would like to know, what do you think about, from what subject do you think it could be worked?
Actually, from every subject, because in all of them and in the real life, we will find many problems, and computational thinking will help us to solve or analyze every problem or every possible solution. And for example, in the school, it teaches you, for example, something that in computational thinking, no. In computational thinking, it gives you A or B, and you need to choose one of those. For example, A, why is B, and what is the best way to go to A or to B, for example.
Thank you, Lena, for your words. And you and your mates are invited to this program on any other occasion to come and tell us whatever you have done in school. Thank you.
And again, for the teachers who join us here today, what do you think it remains to be done? And do you plan to continue working towards any other European project?
Well, in our case, the idea is to finish this project to continue with the mobilities we have done at this time, as we said before. And this is this kind of projects makes the possibility to join new members inside of the project. In the case of the students that are interested in computational thinking or in this kind of European projects, and the teachers that are in the school that can see the changes that we are making with this kind of project. So the idea is to continue with this kind of project and to even more start a new project related with the computational thinking or other things we need to improve in our school, based in the program of an Erasmus project.
Yeah, I have to take the words from Elena. When we asked her before about the subject that was better to be to develop the computational thinking, she said from any subject. We think the same. The projects that we are going to develop onwards are absolutely connected. They are not far apart from this project. We have another project that deals with the use of the information and technological communication, the ICTs, to give an answer to attention to diversity. Computational thinking plays its own part there. So projects are kind of connecting among them. And we are in the process of developing a key competencies project that also pays special emphasis on the idea of transferring knowledge from one competence to the other in order to make citizens active and responsible of their actions. So, yeah, we have more projects to... We want to develop more projects, but and they are absolutely connected. When we talk about computational thinking for life, is because it has to be for life. And it has to be connected with the next coming projects that we are planning to develop.
What advice would you give to schools that have not yet dared to take part in Erasmus projects to join an initiative?
Of course, it's an opportunity to improve the school, because this kind of projects give you the resource, the economic resources to make activities, improve the interest of students and teachers in making part of it. So it has a little bit of bureaucracy, because we have to fill different documents to make the following of the project, but it gives you more than the work is done. So I encourage all the people that is hearing us that participate in this kind of project, makes a positive action for the school and for the people who is involved in it.
Yeah, the advice I could give to any school is create your team. Create your own team in order to develop an European project, because what you're going to have in advance pays a lot of benefits. So it's not a work to be done in isolation. It's not a work to be done by one, two teachers. You really need to put the whole project into practice through school. You need to make part of the school, or most of the school, feel part of a project. So this is the way you're going to afford all the elements that the project has, because as Fran has said, some bureaucracy files are required, and you need your time to develop them well, and this is absolutely necessary. But as I said before, the benefits that this whole school, teachers, families, and students are going to gain are of much importance. It's an opportunity to get information from the outside, and an opportunity to validate our actions outside as well. This way, we can recognize that in the moment we are in our school, it doesn't matter the theme, the topic we are dealing with in the project. So yeah, go ahead.
Thank you very much to all of you for being here today and telling us, and to all of our listeners, how interesting and enriching it is to be an active part of a project with European partners.
I hope that we will be witness on how our students work on computational thinking from different areas and subjects. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Up to here, one more day, La Voz de tu Centro. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
La Voz de tu Centro. Si eres docente y te interesa participar, el CEP La Laguna está a tu disposición.
I think that in order to start with, our listeners would like to know some details of the project, such as whose initiative comes from, who is the coordinator of this project, or how many partners participate in it. And at what point is the project nowadays, bearing in mind all the handicaps from COVID-19?